This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there. A lot for you to be involved in, and I mean it sincerely when I say I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us, you know, engaged, involved, and just being part of the process here. Head up to the website, though. Okay, let's start off there. Head up to the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can give me your email address. We only send out one email a week to let you know what we're going to be doing and what we're going to be talking about. If you're not one of those email people, because I'm not either, I kind of hate emails, what you want to do is maybe you want a text message. That's probably the easiest way for you to get it. Get a text message. And you can text, and don't do it if you're driving, right? Text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. That's really the best way to get the information you need. And again, if you head up to the website, you can help us. You can donate. There's a donate button up there. $5 one time, $5 a month, $10, or whatever it is, you can at least have some part in helping the show get out all over the country. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're talking about the 2020 Democrat lineup for president. And, you know, a lot of these people, they have something to do with, they came out of California. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes. California State Assembly just passed another bill today. It's almost like there's nothing serious going on in Sacramento, for real. And I don't know if they just think this is like a big, you know, to them it's like a big frat house up there. Like it's a college frat house where they can all have fun, play games, and all that other stuff. Anyhow, let's take George from Texas. George, thanks for calling in.
How you doing, Joe?
Very good, sir. How are you doing tonight?
Pretty good. I was kind of listening last hour on the 24 that are running, and I got the candidate to run against Trump. And what you do, you take all 24 of them, put them in a big bag, shake them up, pour them out, put 24 shiny rocks in it, put it up there, and that might have a chance against Trump.
Well, don't you think that this they've assured his victory, have they not?
I believe they have, especially Mr. Castro. I could not believe that.
Oh, he's great.
I got a granddaughter in Houston that's taking science. Even she knows that wouldn't happen. Anyway.
No, but people are buying this. They're putting them on the radio. And other people are afraid. And if you were listening last hour, what I said to Xander was, look, no matter where you stand on this issue, when does somebody from the left go, stop, just stop, okay? You know, a transgender woman has no more chance of getting pregnant than me impregnating a Martian, okay? It's not going to happen.
Well, so, let's hit you on that. You might.
See, Thanks for the help, George. I appreciate that. Anyhow, well, thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
It would be more positive. Take care, Joe.
All right, thank you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, and it is the craziness that goes on. And not the forums. I mean, that was a great show. You couldn't pay for that kind of entertainment. Well, I guess maybe if you're in the California legislature, you might be able to. And speaking of which, I love these guys. These guys are just wonderful. The California State Assembly now, they have, this is just perfect. They're passing something called the Crown Act. Now, on the surface it says, or the bill says, it's to help against discrimination. What kind of discrimination, you say? They passed a bill that protects discrimination of employees and students based on their hairstyles. Yeah, think about that. They spent probably hours debating this bill. I don't know. It has to go through committee. All this stuff that they're doing to protect somebody's hairstyle. And they say it's because African Americans are mostly targeted because of the kind of hairstyles they have. For years, there's been too many cases of black employees and applicants denied employment or promotion or even terminated because of the way they choose to wear their hair. Now, the Crown Act has already passed the state Senate. Earlier this year, the New York City banned policies that penalize black people based on their natural hairstyles. Look, I don't know what they're talking about. What's a natural hairstyle? No, really, I mean, I'm not trying to be natural. You mean like when they, what are they called, cornrows? Well, an afro sometimes is natural, sometimes it's not. We have a lot of black friends that even make fun of the afro.
I hear you.
So, anyhow, I don't know many people that have been fired or not hired for having a certain kind of hairstyle. And again, I see people in positions at, you know, offices and what have you, they have pink hair or blue hair or what, and I always sit back and say, look, in a professional scenario, what are you going to call somebody when a boss says, look, you have natural hair color, with the exception of maybe if you've dyed your hair blonde or brunette or whatever, maybe you're a white hair or really heavy gray and you've dyed your hair back to its natural color. That's one thing. But in a professional environment, are they not allowed to decide how the hair is supposed to look or how the hair should be combed? No, really. Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart
body extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on,
and...
lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Please answer the question.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation. I want you part of the answer. I want you part of the solution. It's just one of those things. Please be engaged. Please be involved. It ain't that hard. It really isn't that hard. You think it is, but it ain't that hard. And that's my best English going on there. So, you know, I've got so many crazy stories. And I start getting towards the end, and I'm going, oh, come on, I know I can do this. I know I got this story covered. This one will make you throw up in your mouth, no matter where you sit. There's a town council that banned the Pledge of Allegiance. It says, the immigrants, they were intimidated. What are they doing here? No, sincerely, what are they doing here? The city council in St. Louis Park, Minnesota, will no longer begin meetings with the Pledge of Allegiance. Why? See, the thing that's always really intrigued me about this, that city council is only a council. It's only there because of what the Pledge of Allegiance represents, what the flag represents, what the Constitution represents. They wouldn't be there in any other country with any kind of power. The council voted unanimously to drop the recitation of the pledge in an effort to appease the diverse community. You mean the diverse community of Americans? I hope it's not too controversial. What are you, an idiot? Said Councilman Tim Brosen. Our community tends to be very welcoming, increasingly diverse, and we believe our citizens will understand. I don't think we're going to be any less welcoming by not starting our meetings out with the standard ritual. It's not a ritual. First of all, it's a tradition. Secondly, it's respect. I want to make sure that we're welcoming to everyone in our community, and so I just felt it was an unnecessary component to include every single week in our work. Wow, that's terrible. Once a week? It's so bad. I can understand. It's such a problem. It takes all of 22 seconds. St. Louis Park is Minnesota's fifth congressional district. Guess who their representative is? I'll wait. No, seriously. Their representative in Congress is Omar. Right? I mean, are you surprised? We've had some racial equality initiatives going on in the city of St. Louis Park for a while, where we're trying to get more diverse communities, historically less engaged communities, to come and participate in our public process. Why did they come here to begin with? Didn't they come to America for what we stand for? Didn't they come to the U.S. for the freedoms that we offer? And simply saying, look, if you want to take advantage of what we have to offer, if you want to be, you know, part of the welfare system, part of the work system, part of the freedom system, you know, freedom and liberty, that whole thing that you came here for, then why would you want to pledge allegiance to the country and to the people that have afforded that for you? Why wouldn't you want to do that? Brenton went on to tell the newspaper, given the current Washington politics that are going on now, there's a lot of people that are afraid of our government. No, they're not. No. They're afraid of people like you, who have no allegiance to anything but themselves. Why should they be afraid of the government? What are they doing wrong? That would be my question. You know, I know some of you don't agree with this, but I always said the same thing when they were talking about a national ID. For whatever reason, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, what do you care? If you don't already think, you know, well, then the federal government has information on you. Oh, come on. Get two brain cells and rub together. You don't think they have information on you now? If you flown one time, if your driver's license has been swiped one time at the airport or any other place, they got your information. If you've been through a scanner, not only do they have your information, they know what's inside and out. Give me a break. That makes me crazy, though. I don't want the government to know. A little late for that. Given the current Washington politics that are going on now, he said that they were afraid of the government. I find that a very weak argument. And the Pledge of Allegiance offends you, right? If the notion of one nation under God makes you feel uncomfortable, maybe you can find another country that doesn't have one nation under God, right? What do you think? I'm just suggesting. Oh, God, there's a whole row of stories I can go on with this. This is even more sickening. There was a teen mob that tore down an American flag at a Tennessee high school a few months back. How come I didn't know about this? Teenagers tear down American flags, so they jumped up police cars. They need to go to jail, right? Metro police say that 10 students at Antioch High School were charged with aggravated rioting after they caused mayhem during last week's national school walkout. Now, the walkout was supposed to be a protest over gun violence, right? But it turned into a nationwide free-for-all. In Chicago, as many as 60 students trashed a Walmart. Well, see, that's what we've taught them. You know, I've got to tell you something. As much as we all thought it was weird bet. In the 60s and early 70s, when they had protests, they weren't to burn down markets. They weren't to burn down malls. Right? They blocked streets. They did stuff like that. They blocked federal buildings. They had sit-ins. They had sing-ins. I mean, all kinds of crazy stuff going on, right? But it wasn't... Isn't it funny? I want you to give this some thought. The walkout was over gun violence. And the way they protested was through physical violence on buildings, in stores, trashing Walmarts, trashing police cars, breaking displays. That's what this whole thing... Gotta swallow my tongue if I keep it up. So I guess we protest violence by violence. That's that whole love Trump's hate thing. No wonder these kids are screwed up and confused. We've worked too hard to try to get these national retailers here in our community, and this doesn't help us. It makes no sense to tear the community up, especially where we call it home. That's Alderman Howard Brookings. You know, same as a city councilman kind of thing. Video footage from Nashville showed the teens jumping on top of patrol cars and tearing down an American flag. There you go. Unfortunately, some students on our Antioch campus chose to protest in ways that significantly disrupt school operations. Yeah, put them in jail. And have their parents foot the bill. That's what I would think you should do. We understand that our students may be feeling lots of emotions. Now, look at, here's the thing. Nobody's willing to take away your right to protest. Right? I mean, you can yell and chant and do all kinds of fun stuff like that. But it doesn't give you the right to tear up personal property. Tear up private. And yes, Walmart is private property, whether you like it or not. Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. Smorgasbord of craziness coming up after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
US
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In Seattle, immigrant rights activists ask a U.S. judge to block a new Trump administration policy that would keep thousands of asylum seekers locked up while they pursue their cases instead of giving them the chance to be released on bond. Attorney General William Barr announced the policy in April as part of the administration's effort to deter a surge of migrants at the Mexican border, and it's scheduled to take effect July 15. It targets immigrants who have recently entered the U.S. without permission and have demonstrated to an immigration officer that they have a credible fear for persecution or torture if they returned to their home country. In New Orleans, crews are working around the clock at a NASA rocket factory intent on meeting the new fall 2020 deadline to test launch a mega rocket designed to propel astronauts to the moon and beyond. NASA Deputy Administrator James Morehard said he came out in the middle of the night talking to people who were working on the engine section. He said the core rocket assembly is 80% complete. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. This is The Real Side with Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. And I mean that sincerely. I know there's a whole bunch of other stations, a whole bunch of other shows that you can be listening to. You've tuned into this one. I jokingly like to say it's because, you know, I believe it shows how high your IQ is, you know, and I very much do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I'm going to give you an update in the next segment, not now, but in the next segment. Brendan Strzok is, they're having an event, the walk-away event. And so they got their venue, they were doing an initial walkthrough, and then the next thing you know, he was canceled because they called him a hate group. I'll get into more detail when I do this. But isn't that crazy? I mean, the people he's got speaking, Strzok himself, if you ever talk with him, he's not a crazy guy. And I think what it is that you're seeing non-crazy people show up at these events, and they don't know what to do with it. Because remember, he's walked away from the Democrat Party, got hundreds of thousands of people behind him or with him. So it's I think it's a big deal, and I think it's something you need to support, I need to support, and we need to get behind to show the kids, show the younger people that we're not against them. We're actually for them having, we're actually the ones that are for them having a freedom of choice, right? What do you think? Just a thought. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. All right, check this out. This should leave you shuddering in your boots here. This is just crazy. An 11-year-old boy last Friday was able to hack into a replica of a Florida state election website and change voting results. Took him 10 minutes. What do you think? When they have these hacking events, they figure, oh, like, the kid's not going to be able to do it. Come on, let's give him something really hard and make him feel good, right? Now, thousands of adult hackers attended the convention while this year a group of children attempted to hack a 13 imitation websites linked to voting in presidential battleground states. I'm sorry. The boy who was identified by DEF CON officials as Emmett Brewer, he accessed a replica of the Florida Secretary of State's website. He was one of about 50 children between the ages of 8 and 16. They were taking part of a so-called DEF CON voting machine hacking village, a portion of which has allowed kids to the chance to manipulate party names, candidate names, voting totals, right? And they were able to go in a relatively short period of time. Now, here's the thing. Now, some of you aren't well-versed in technology. I've got a pretty good background. Timmy's got probably a better background from years gone by. And they were able to hack through a Linux system into a Microsoft, well, doesn't say Microsoft, but we'll say an SQL database, which is a high-end secure database, and go in and start changing things around. Now, if it was that easy for an 11-year-old to do it, what about somebody who's doing it professionally, getting paid for it, and maybe a Russian? Nico Sell, the co-founder of the nonprofit Asylum Something, which teaches children how to become hackers and helped organize the event, said an 11-year-old girl also managed to make changes to the same Florida replica website in about 15 minutes. She tripled the number of the votes for her person. Sell said that more than 30 children hacked a variety of other similar state replica websites in under a half hour. These are very accurate replicas of all the sites. These things should not be easy enough for an 8-year-old kid to hack. All right? I mean, it shows you where this stuff is going. Sell said that the idea for the event began last year after adult hackers were able to access similar voting sites in about 5 minutes. Don't you guys feel better about your vote now? I know I do. Really, seriously. In a statement regarding the event, the National Association of Secretaries of State said it is ready to work with civic-minded members of DEF CON community. They want to become part of a proactive team to secure our elections. But the organization expressed skepticism of the hackers' abilities to access the actual state website. You know what I would do? I would say, okay, here's the deal. You go ahead and hack the site, and we'll wait. Right? If they say it's not a big deal, and, you know, no problem, then give them permission. Tell them you won't jail them or arrest them for hacking into the real estate site. Then we'll talk. It would be extremely difficult to replicate these systems, since many states utilize unique networks and custom-built databases with new and updated security protocols. Well, yeah, but see, if you understand that technology world, the computer world, that back-end world, not so much. These guys move from job to job. They move from place to place. They're very much intertwined with each other. A lot of them do not use customized, special kind of security programs and protocols. They are used across the board by many, many of these states, many of these departments. I went to school with some of these guys 100 years ago. There was a specific system that many states used. I'm in the classroom with these guys. I'm having lunch with these guys. They're talking about some of the issues they're running into. I'm sitting at the table. I'm not a state employee. I was with a corporation at the time. So I'm hearing about some of the problems they're having and how they're patching the holes. Now, how do they know about me? How do they know whether I'm a good guy or not? How do they know I'm not going to give the information to the Russians or whoever? Seriously. And the sites, they say, well, they're not really connected to the vote counting equipment, could never change the actual election results. Okay. What about when all that stuff is fed into the election systems? What happens when you do the dump, when you come back, when they're doing the counts? We had it happen in Florida. Remember, shortly after we started the show, within 3 years, about 7 years back, we had a young man that was testifying that he actually created a program for a company that would change the vote, even though you pushed on or pressed, just for jokes, you press Ronnie Reagan, right? It would vote for the other guy. Wouldn't let you know that. It may show you what you pressed, you know, on a little screen, But it really counted the vote differently. So how do we know that's still not happening? That's why I agree with Trump. I mean, 30 years of technology, when it comes to voting, let's go back to paper. Ink a dot. Know what they call it? Ink a dot, hanging chads, whatever. Whatever. Because the simpler, the better. The sites are not connected to vote counting equipment, so they said you could never change the actual election results. But again, those numbers at some point in time have to go into the state system. When does that happen? Cells said the exercise the children took part of demonstrates the level of security vulnerabilities found in the U.S. election system. I think if they can get into, even if that system's not used, even if that system they have found holes in, when you have 11-year-olds that can get into it, that should scare you. To me, the statement says that the secretaries of states are not taking this seriously. Although it's not the real voting results, it's the results that get released to the public. And that could cause complete chaos. And you know, they've proven over and over again, too, that during an election, when people see that their party is winning in big numbers, they don't come out and vote. As those votes move across the country, they don't come out and vote. They figure they got it. And yet, the other way around, when you see your guys are losing by big numbers or appear to be losing, you don't go out either. Now, if it's tight or close, that may entice somebody to get up off the couch and go. Doesn't always. People are real leery of the election system in this country now. And it isn't because of Trump. Been like that for a long time. You also know that children who participated in their own challenge last week were dealing with replicas that were in many cases created to be even more formidable to access. Because the hackers that set them up to teach these kids made them tougher to move through. So it's not surprising that these precocious, bright kids would be able to do it because the websites that are on the internet are so vulnerable. I mean, some kids, I know some of these kids, I don't know them personally, but I've talked with them. This is like a challenge. Tell them they can't do it. Watch what happens. I was one of those, come on, some of you were one of those kids too. It's a joke. Don't press. Look at. Oh, see? Too bad. You'll never know. Or maybe you will on this side of the break. You got to come back. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
And if you wise guys try one more thing, one more, I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
We are back.
Baby, baby.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Now, you got to be part of the conversation. You have to be part of the process. Yes, you do. If you want to get involved and you want to get engaged and you really want to have a say in things, you've got to get involved in the process as a whole. Right? Not just when you feel like it, not just once in a while, but all the time. And you don't have to have an answer to every situation, but please do not use the party line. It's okay when you don't know something, to say, look, you know what, I'm not familiar with that. I'm not familiar with that issue, that person, that whatever. So Brendan Straka, who you know him as the walk away guy. He started the walk away movement. Well hated now by the Democrats because I think it's really catching on. It's connected. It's moving. And I met him. I met him at CPAC this year. And not only that, though, the people around him, the people that are walking away, when you see the videos, when you see what they're saying, you understand that, hey, they have real reasons for wanting to walk away. Now, these people aren't jumping on the Republican bandwagon or even the conservative bandwagon, which is the way it should be. They're just jumping out of a bunch of lies that have been sold to them. Now, the walkaway core mission is to connect with and awaken minorities used by Democrats and largely ignored by Republicans. We've changed minority voter registrations at every event, they say. It's an amazing event. You know, they have people showing up. They're Hispanics. They're blacks. They're, you know, normally there are people at these events for Republicans. Oh, not Republicans. It's a non-Democrat event that they show up at. Well, they had a venue. They were putting one of these events on. They had a venue until the people at the venue found out who they were and what they were about. And then they decided that they were a hate group. But let's hear it from Brendan, not me.
Everybody, it's me, Brandon Strock, Walk Away. I'm here with my team. We are literally beating the streets of Chicago right now, desperately searching for a new venue for our event. We were doing the Walk Away LGBT Town Hall at the Witt Theater near Boys Town, and we went in earlier today to do a walkthrough of the venue. We paid them, we have contracts, we have hundreds.
That's always exciting when that happens, right?
Hundreds of people who have signed up for tickets, and, you know, the really funny thing is we did the walkthrough today, and they were very, like, uninterested in showing us the space that we had contracted to have our event tomorrow, and at the very end, I said to them, we're going to release the location of the venue today. I said, you may start getting some pushback from people in the community who don't want us to do the event. Is this going to be a problem? They said, no. I said, are you sure? It could be intense. And they said, well, what's the alternative? And I said, well, the alternative is that you would cancel our event. And they said, oh, no, we're not going to do that. And lo and behold, about an hour and a half, 2 hours ago, they called us. They said that they did research on our panel.
And then they froze
and discovered
us.
That we are bigots, racists, a hate group, engaging in hate speech. This was a hate event. Walkaway is a hate group. They canceled our event. So we have flown our whole team out to Chicago. Blair White is on the way right now on an airplane on her way from Los Angeles. We have no venue for this event tomorrow. So we are literally running around Chicago with less than 24 hours notice trying to locate a new venue for our event tomorrow. If anybody has any leads who lives in Chicago or knows anything, please comment on this video. We're refusing to give up. To be honest, I do not know what we're going to do. I really don't. I have no idea. But we're not going to give up. We're going to come up with something. This is extremely stressful. None of us live in Chicago. None of us even know where we are right now. And I went into the Witt Theater after they canceled our event, and I recorded the entire conversation, and they were unyielding when I said, we've already done a town hall. We've done two. We've done one in New York and Los Angeles. The New York one is on YouTube. Please watch the event. You can see for yourself that this isn't what you think it is. He was unwilling to watch it. He actually said to me, well, how do I know you didn't edit the footage to come across? I said, it's a two-hour event. You think we just put up all the footage and cut out all the parts where we were doing our Nazi speak and just put up all the nice parts? Like, what are you talking about? And they're unwilling to listen to what we had to say.
Isn't it interesting, though, that their perception, what they've been told, what they tend to believe, is that we would edit video, when sources editing video has been who? The Democrats. CNN. MSNBC. Other news outlets. Other outlets that record Republican events. So it's not that nobody on our side has done it. We don't have any bad players, because that's not what I'm saying at all. But to simply suggest that this young man did this when he's had events in other places. Look, they weren't interested. They were afraid of guys like this. because he's not a nutjob. And he lays it out in plain simple English, why he walked away, why they're not voting Dem anymore. And it scares them.
Say, at one point, one of them even came up to me and grabbed my hand and grabbed my phone and stopped the recording. And we just filed a police report against them. It's a terrible situation. We're feeling... Mikey, that he told me...
By the way, that's assault. For those of you who don't understand, that's assault. You're not allowed to touch another person without their permission. And he touched, you know, he had his phone. This is just crazy. Talk about total Trump derangement syndrome. And now hate speech is whatever they perceive it to be, whatever they say it is. They're out of control. And that's where, you know, this is the part where we need to step in for the Chicago listeners. If you're out there and you're listening and you know of a venue they can have, you know of a place they can go, get them there. Help them out. Don't, you know, the Dems would do it. The Dems would bend over backwards. The city hall would open. All the floors would be flooding open for these people. You know, seriously. You know what they should do? They should go to wherever there's been a mass shootings going on the last few weekends. Brendan should take his team there. Be the best police protection that neighborhood had, in years. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I don't know if you guys caught this the other night. I had Xander on, and we were going to get to it, and, you know, he feels the same way I do about this. And he's part of the community. This is just crazy. This makes absolutely no sense. Now, if you're part of this community and you're liberal, then it makes all the sense in the world to you for some reason. If you're part of this community and you're a conservative, it makes absolutely no sense to you. Just like it doesn't to me. And again, not putting down this community by any stretch of the imagination. Just saying, I don't understand how you fall into this. How do you make this happen? How do you actually believe that this is the way to go with this? And veterans, even veterans that belong to the gay and lesbian community don't understand this. But apparently the other day, at a veterans park, a pride flag was put up in place of a POW or MIA flag. Now, for some of you who don't know, right? POW, prisoner of war, MIA, missing in action. Prisoner of war. When you think about the torture they went through on a daily basis, how much food they didn't get every day, every hour, never knowing if they were going to live from 1 minute to the next. And somehow that equates to an LGBTQ flag. And then missing in action, people who are fighting for the greater good of all and not one particular group, who are fighting for freedom. They may have been hurt, they may have been killed, they may have been captured, they're missing in action, and that equates. Veteran John Williams, that he was in, recalled that he was in Vietnam 6 days before two fellow service members were shot down and they were declared missing. They still haven't been found. Their bodies haven't been found. The bones for them haven't been found. Such losses are why the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Plaza in Rockville, Maryland means so much to Williams and others. It's also why he was upset that the Plaza POW MIA flag was replaced with an LGBTQ rainbow flag for Pride Month. You want to put the thing under? That's one thing. But to replace? That's dead wrong. Wasn't happy about it all because the park is supposed to be a veterans park, Williams told WRC. People died. Now they took it down and put up another flag. He added, if they want to put up another flag underneath, they could just put it underneath. Right underneath the POW flag. Would have made the same statement. It was the first time a rainbow pride flag flew at the Veterans Memorial. Hey, Joe Messina, your host. We'll put the rest of the story up. You make up your own mind. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up. If your station's leaving, you can still catch us online. Otherwise, we'll be back at the top of the hour. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.